daily grind can really get you down. It can be so relentless that we end up losing heart. You know what I mean. But what if God has a plan of encouragement to build you up? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at your amazing life from a different perspective. There's a well-known chain of coffee shops around the world whose slogan is, "Escape the daily grind." Okay, it's a cute pun, but they have a point. About the daily grind, I mean. It doesn't matter who we are or what we do for a living or whether we're married or single, children or no children, rich or poor, black or white, we all seem to have that daily grind. I was talking to a judge recently who has a 3-hour commute each day and a really heavy caseload. Someone who works in ministry, an information technology consultant. They all told me the same thing. Different words, mind you, but the same thing. They told me about their daily grind, about how it was grinding the life out of them. And it's so easy when we're in the middle of that for us to lose heart. I talk to so many people who seem to have lost heart in life. Life is just getting them down. It's normal. It's human for us to have emotional ups and downs. But more and more, people are living in a constant state of down, a constant state of pedaling so hard through life that they're only just making ends meet, just getting by. Over the next few days on the program, we're going to look at some of the circumstances and reasons where we lose heart and what we can do about it. Today, we're going to talk about that daily grind. And tomorrow, we'll look at what happens when we lose our hope and vision for the future. We'll look at taking risks, which is a special sort of stress. And sometimes we go through a season that nothing we do seems to work out. And other times it seems like other people are trying to drag us down. There are lots of reasons that people lose heart in life. They're just 5, and we're going to poke around in each one of those this week on the program. And we're going to take a look at them from a different perspective. But today, let's start by looking at our daily grind. So many people feel like they're living in a rut. You know why that is? Because they're living in a rut. We all do that at some point. We wake up and we think, my life is the same as it was yesterday and the day before and the day before. It's just this grinding thing that goes on. You know, I'm not enjoying my life. I heard someone say once that a rut is just a grave with the ends kicked out. You know, maybe you're a mother and you've got kids and work and you're juggling this and lunches and dinners and trying to spread yourself so thin. I'm not being sexist here, but that's the lot of so many women. And there are people with long commutes, people with stressful jobs. Maybe you've just been doing the same thing for so long, it just seems forever. Doesn't matter how glamorous or exciting someone's life might be, there's a mundane side to it. I was catching up recently with a well-known photographer, Ken Duncan. He produces brilliant stuff that's sold in galleries all around the world. And he was sharing with me that the planning and the scheduling that goes on for his photographic work, I mean, normally happens 12 months out. Now, you don't think of that. You walk into his gallery and you see these brilliant, creative works, but there's a mundane dimension to it. There's a running a business. There's a planning ahead. There's that side to the most creative of work. It's the same in this ministry. We produce daily and weekly programs, 450 of them each year. I'll be planning teaching series and doing research and preparing 12 to 18 months out. There are production deadlines, programs have to go to stations around the world. It is true in everyone's life, no matter what we do. I know people who are so buried in that mundaneness that it's suffocating the life out of them. They're working so hard and so long and doing what they think they have to be doing. It's slowly draining the life out of them. And those people need to escape the daily grind. Now, escape isn't always possible. We kind of imagine, what I really need is 2 weeks on a tropical island sitting on a beach. Well, maybe you do. Maybe a holiday is what you need. But probably what we really need is a change in lifestyle. Solomon is one of the wisest men who's ever lived. In Psalm 127, he writes this, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those whom he loves. You know, that had a huge impact on me because I am your classic workaholic. And I can get so busy doing my own stuff in my own strength, it becomes a grind. And you know, even people who believe in God, you can end up behaving as though God doesn't have a place in our day-to-day lives, as though he wouldn't be involved, as though we have to do it all ourselves. But listen to this. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. Because in vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, because he grants sleep to those whom he loves. And for me, it's been a humbling experience as I've moved from the corporate world into the world of Christian ministry to realise I can do a whole bunch of things in my own strength, but I cannot begin to even scratch the surface of what God can do. At the end of the day, he doesn't share his glory with anyone. And as unless the house is planned and being built by the Lord, and I'm just one of his labourers, I'm building in vain. Unless the Lord keeps watch over my life and this ministry, then me trying to protect it, I'm doing it in vain. And if I think that I can impress God or people or make things happen by rising up early and staying up late and burning the candle at both ends and toiling, I'm kidding myself. Because if God loves us, he grants us sleep and rest. He knows that we're human and that we need to relax. Some people are so tired and so exhausted. When you're in that state, is it any wonder that you lose heart? You get overwhelmed emotionally and physically. It happens sometimes to all of us. We need to get some balance back into our lives. You know what this psalm tells us that Solomon wrote? God is in this place with me, and he is my helper. You know, sometimes women's libbers get upset with the Old Testament referring to women as being their husband's helpers. But you know, the most common use of that word in the Old Testament is of God being our helper. What a humble God. God is in this place with me. And if I'm walking in his direction and down his paths, he is my helper. If I'm racing off doing my own thing, well, that's my problem. But when I'm in his will, he is my helper. And sometimes we got to change some things. We got to prioritize and say no to some things. And Jackie and I are constantly looking at our lives. We work long and hard, and I got to tell you, I am no good to you if I'm burnt out. So I take it to God and I wait on him, and he gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even young folk grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. How about it? People who get this right, people who discover that God wants to do stuff in them and through them, they are the people who at the end of the day stand out from the crowd. You know why? Because they end up looking like Jesus. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we'd love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.